Authorities have disclosed the cause of a fire last month in Springfield that claimed the life of a father and two toddlers. State Fire Marshal Peter Ostrowski said a child using matches was the cause of the fire on March 18th in a four-story apartment building that claimed the three lives, injured four people, and temporarily left 80 people homeless.
Children using matches and lighters is a common problem nationally and across Massachusetts.
From 2012 to 2016, there were 531 fires set by children in Massachusetts, resulting in one death, 24 injuries to civilians, 27 firefighter injuries, and an estimated $7 million in property damage, according to information provided by the fire marshal's office.
We know that every fire starts small, and every fire has the ability to take a life, which is why adults need to take every use of fire by children and youth seriously. Children do not have the capability to understand how dangerous fire is and that they cannot control it.
The fire at 49 Belmont Avenue claimed the lives of Aiden Abdigatar and his two children, 2-year-old Ahmet and 1-year-old Fatumo Ahmet. The fire began in the second floor apartment where the victims lived. Authorities did not release the identity of the child accused of starting the fire and declined to reveal the child's age. Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvey said appropriate counseling for the child would be provided through the Springfield Public Schools. In addition, investigators found the battery-operated smoke alarm inside the family's apartment was not working. Residents of the building were not alerted to the danger until smoke from the fire reached alarms in the common hallways.
Also, once the smoke detector goes off and you notice there's a fire in your apartment building or in your house, when you get out, stay out. Do not attempt to go back in. We believe that one of the parents went back in to try to fight the fire, and that's what led to his ultimate death.
The apartment building was home to several refugee families from Somalia, and Calvey said the fire department has contacted leaders of Somali and other refugee communities to provide fire safety education.
We have literature on fire education and safety translated into several different languages and have already done outreach with several of the other communities within the city of Springfield. So we're just going to be revisiting the Somali community. They've had an influx of people coming in, so we're going to reach out to them again and do some more education.
Mayor Dominic Sarno, who attended the news conference Wednesday where the cause of the fire was announced, called it a tragedy all around.
So as we move forward, we want to make sure this does not happen again.
The mayor praised the community response, which included donations to a relief fund. He said the displaced tenants have been able to return to their apartments after repairs were made or moved to new apartments. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.